Maxima, mamma nimme maradare. Figgio mia putterara, mamma ne pensaccia tu. Se te non ha biscia o lo ite va, ite viene sempre pa' calare dal manerene. Se ci picchia vande se è pa' calare, figgio mia.
Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Madonna me! What a wild show this is. Whew. You know, this whole thing about, you know, I mean, the headlines. Let's go back. Tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, so you can see where we're going. And where we're going is from how we got here. So let's go back to this election with Trump. Go back to our Trends Journal, April 2015. Look at the cover. Liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. Welcome to the presidential reality show. By the way, that's a trademark of the Trends Research Institute, presidential reality show. I mention this because Donald Trump was not in the race for the White House yet. He was not a contestant. So now we have a president of the United States who was a real champion reality show actor. And it's the presidential reality show, How Low America's Gone. And not so much, not only Trump. I mean, in some ways, I mean, the guy's a, you know, not a very classy man. But, you know, like these headlines, you know, what's going on now with, told the FBI director, you know, to not to go after that guy Flynn. Trump appealed to Comey to halt inquiry into aid. So, I mean, let's say, man to man, say, listen, why are you going on with this? This guy didn't do anything. Why don't you drop this? This is all politically inspired. That's probably what happened, which it was. But now it's a big issue. So I'm going back to tracking trends as an understanding of how we got here, where we are, and where we're going. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Hillary Clinton called Trump Putin's puppet at one of the debates. The Russian story is not stopped. It's been nonstop. I just mentioned about that Flynn. He had ties to Russia. He gave a speech in Russia. Yes, so did Bill Clinton. What did he get? The guy got like $50,000 for the talk. Chump change. Obama just got $400,000 to do talks. Reported $3 million that he got this talk in Milan a week or so ago. Oh, and the guy sat with Putin. So what? So I'm going back to how we got here. And since Trump's been elected and before, the media has been spinning the McCarthyism, let's hate Russia propaganda nonstop. Nonstop. Yeah, them Russians, we got to watch them. Well, they got about 1,000 bases or more around the world. Oh, no, that's the United States. Oh, that pivot to Asia that the Russians are doing. Why the hell don't they stay near Russia? Oh, no, that's the United States. Well, those Russians, look what they did it by destroying Iraq. and that lie that they told, that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, no, that was the United States. No, it was the Russians that overthrew Muammar Gaddafi and destroyed the richest country in Africa. Now, that was the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. Yeah, but look at those Russians, what they did in Syria by trying to overthrow the democratically elected government of Assad. Killed over 500,000 people already, displaced half the country. Major issue with the migrant crisis. Oh, that was the United States, wasn't it? Yeah, with his coalition of the killing, the Arab Little League. So keep going back. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Trump gets elected. Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Hillary Clinton blames Vladimir Putin because he doesn't like her. It's reported as truth. It's a conspiracy theory that the Russians hacked into the Democratic National Committee's emails. It's a conspiracy theory. There is not one shred, not one piece of hard evidence. Well, we believe, and it looks like, and we think, and we're sure of, go to court and do that and don't show any evidence. See how far you get. So the Russians, and then Trump, we're going to have a recount. He won those Democratic states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Let's have a recount. They recounted. He got more votes than they thought. Yeah, but let's talk to that Electoral College. Let's change the way they operate so they could vote for Hillary because she got more votes than he did. Yeah, Al Gore got more votes than George Bush. It's been nonstop. Again, I'm no Trump fan. Despise what he did, sending 59 missiles into Syria, dropping the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan, bringing more troops into Africa. Totally against it. Deregulations, environmental issues, totally opposed. Agree with what they're doing with trade. But nothing positive coming from the media. Every day it's an attack in a little way. This is a Democratic National Committee movement to get rid of Obama, along with the media. And when you look at the media, as people know on Gary Noll's Progressive Radio Network, and Gary Noll mentions it many times, how just six companies control over 90% of the media. You know who did that? Slick Willie Clinton. That's right. Slick Willie. Federal Communications Act, deregulated, 1996. You think that's why the media is pro-Clinton? No. No. Why would anybody think something like that? Tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. And how we got here is nothing but negative, let's hate Trump movement. I've been around a while. I'm as old as Trump. Could outrun that guy, man. Fap, bap, doo, bap, bap. I'll boogie all of them. These cats got no boogie. Obama had no boogie. Trump can't boogie. Bush, phew, not an ounce of boogie in that cat. Clinton can't boogie. Anyway, I'm no fan of theirs, no fan of his. But again, at one time, after the president got elected, it's okay, whether you like the person who got elected or not, it's time to rally around the person that got elected for the betterment of the country. And the exact opposite happened. The clown Michael Moore, how to get rid of Trump. The moronic media. Do I care what Rosie O'Donnell, John Oliver, Colbert say? How about what Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are yapping about? What adult would care what these little two-bit comics are shooting out of their mouth? Arrogant Bill Maher. What do I care? Well, the media cares. They make it headline news. Headline news. Yeah. You know, the headline news that's so important that we all have to know about. Yeah, like the United States just killed 30 civilians in Syria 2 days ago. Stop, Salenti, huh? We killed them with bombs. Our heroes did it. Our heroes. Listen, you join the military, you're not a hero. That's your trip, man. Save it for somebody else. Hero, look up the definition. You're going into foreign countries I have no business going into, and you're making my life less safe because you're killing people. And as we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. Oh, no, that's terrorism when they retaliate. So you can see where this is going, and it's going down. Thirty civilians killed. Not a word. Not a word in the toilet paper of record. The arrogant New York slime. Not a word in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, but Salenti, we killed them with bombs. We've been destroying country after country with bombs and murdering innocent people. But you know that. That guy Assad, he used gas. Now, gas is bad. Woo. Of course, he didn't use it. No proof. They wanted a full investigation. The United Nations refused to do it. But look what the media does. He killed him with gas. You blow him to little pieces with bombs. That's okay, man. Not a word, not a word about the mass murder going on. Not a word. Oh, I wish Obama was back. I wish Obama was back. You hear everybody, all these liberals, all these little cowardly liberals. And there's no room for discussion when you talk to them. Nope, facts don't matter. Only belief systems and personal preferences do. Expressions of opinion that they put out there that are challenged with hard facts and solid data, that's taken as a direct attack on your belief system. How dare you do not believe in the belief system that I believe in? Take your facts and shove them. I'm not interested in it. I am a believer. I know. Moses came down with 10 commandments. Buddha was born on a lotus blossom. Mary was a virgin. And Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner. Yeah. Piece of crap prize winner. Yep. You tell them about, oh, I wish Obama was here. Oh, you mean you like his murderous war policies? That killed tens of thousands? Oh, you like the Obama? I'm really good at killing people. Drone strike master? Now I know what you liked about Obama. Oh, it's hope and change you could believe in. Yeah. Remember the, I'm going to get them banksters and they're going to go to jail. And then he gets elected and he bails them out. And they're too big to jail. Oh, that's what you liked about him so much. I know. Your favorite is that he doubled the national debt. But we won't talk about that because nobody ever does. And his signing on New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, because, hey, it's New Year's Eve, in 2011, the National Defense Authorization Act that robs American citizens of habeas corpus rights. That's what you love most about Obama. Now, I know what you loved about Obama. You remember his candidate, Obama? He was campaigning over there in the Rust Belt, had to beat Hillary Clinton. He promised to revisit NAFTA because they lost all them jobs. Oh, yeah, then that emails leaked. One of his chief aides contacts the trade minister from Canada and said, no, no, that's just talk. And he lived by it. It was all talk. 100 days after he gets elected, he's meeting with the president of Mexico. They asked the United States trade representative if Obama followed through on his pledge to revisit NAFTA. And Kirk, the trade representative of the time back in 2009, actually. Election was in 2008. Don't take office till 2009. 100 days into office. And Kirk said, no, didn't discuss it at all. Well, that's the Obama you like that then passes three other trade agreements and push for the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal that robs Americans, well, being that he killed our habeas corpus rights. They can slaughter us anywhere, anytime, anywhere, any place they want if they believe we should be killed. The most transparent president ever, who's going to be so transparent you could see right through him, pushes the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That had nothing very much to do with trade. Again, it gave multinationals the right to overrule national and state and local laws. That Obama. So undeniably, Obama nostalgia is a distorted view of history, as is Trump's pledge to make America great again. Look at this America. So low has the U.S. media sunk to sick Trump, that with each passing day, they pass off comments by comedians as intellectual fodder to dump on Trump. John Oliver blasts Trump for Comey firing. What do I care? Rosie O'Donnell likens Trump to Satan. Oh, ooh. Stephen Colbert fires away at Trump. You're a bad president. Please resign. Bill Maher offends Trump supporters with crude Ivanka Trump incest joke. This is CNN. This is the New York Times. This is NBC, ABC, Fox. This is stupidity. This is America. This is how low this country is sinking. And Trump, rather than letting these moron comics make their comments, well, being a reality show champion, he sinks himself down to the comedic news level, attacking the clowns on Twitter and on the air. Trump resumes feud with Rosie O'Donnell on Twitter. A no-talent guy, angry Trump attacks Colbert over late-night takedowns. These are just a few of the examples of how low the presidential bar and the United States mainstream media have sunk. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, is Progressive Radio Network. That's right. And I love it. NPR and Time, New York Times, they come out with these ads of how honorable they are and how they check facts and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so what? You check facts. You keep selling propaganda. Look at the stupid stories you run. Look at the same old tired clowns you keep bringing on. Look at CNN. Axelrod, they bring. I'll get an honest opinion from him. Oh, yeah, he was the guy behind Trump, behind Obama. Oh, sure. Oh, and the guy behind Trump, they got him on there too. Oh, but I'll listen to them. They're going to tell me what I need to know. How can any adult listen to this crap? And again, that's why there's Progressive Radio Network, PRN, and the Trends Journal. To read history before it happens. That's right. And anyone wanting to subscribe to the Trends Journal, 845-331-3500. 845-331-3500. And you can go to our website, Trends Research, trendsresearch.com. And it's only $99 a year. And that's a new issue. Matter of fact, the new issue is coming out next week. And you're not going to want to miss it. And, of course, besides the Trends Journal, we do Trends in the News broadcast each weekday night. Trends Monthly, Trend Alerts, Trends, Trends, Trends. The only place in the world you're going to get what we put out. Again, only $99 a year. It's like a little over a quarter a day. And we know that people are having difficult times. There's a discount request page. We try to make it available to everyone. Just as Gary Null has Progressive Radio Network there for everyone. So if you can't afford the full price because of the difficulties financially, just let us know. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 888-874-4888, 888-874-4888. Yep. So moving on to some other news with the administration. You know, one of the things that I keep saying is that if war breaks out, it's going to be between Israel and Iran. Because the Trump administration keeps saying that Iran continues to support terrorism. That's a quote, by the way. Continue to support for terrorism. Yep. Because they just, you know, that sanctions agreement, they're upholding it, and they just had to sign off on something, and the U.S. has done it. But they put on separate sanctions because of Iran's missile program. And, of course, again, what the U.S. denounces is continued support for terrorism. So let's get this straight. You want to talk about supporting terrorism? Look at all the terrorists the United States has supported. You remember Jimmy Carter? Yeah, the peanut farmer with the peanut brain and morals the size of a peanut as he plays the godly man. Yeah, the man that brought you Osama bin Laden and the Taliban funding and Mujahideen to get the Russians out of Afghanistan as the Russians were trying to stop the radicalization and were brought in there by the government of Afghanistan. Supporting terrorists? How about those supporting terrorists that Obama did to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi? Supporting terrorists? No, Salenti. Those are moderate rebels. What's the matter with you in Syria? They're moderates. Oh, I see the pictures of them all the time. Love that look on a moderate rebel's face. The hypocrisy of this nation. So, although they've signed a deal to keep, which Trump says the worst deal ever made in Iran, it's very important that that keeps pushing through. Because our friends, the Saudis, those moderate Saudis, the United States just did a deal with them, $100 billion of weaponry to slaughter innocent Yemenis. By the way, there's an Ebola outbreak, a sickness going on that is caused, of course, by, the bombing, a plague going on in Yemen because of all of the bombing. Over 10,000 people killed, the place, they can't get any food. So but again, who's doing it? The United States supporting our good friends, the Saudis. And the Saudi Arabia's, this guy, this deputy crown prince, he slammed the door on prospects of dialogue with Iran. That's Mohammed bin Salman. He's 31 years old, this guy. We are the primary target for the Iranian regime, he said, accusing Iran of seeking to take over Islamic holy sites in Saudi Arabia. We won't wait for the battle to be in Saudi Arabia. Instead, we'll work so that the battle is for them in Iran. Ah, yeah. Guess you're threatening Iran, aren't you? Saudi Arabia, the beheaders in chief. Hey, Hillary Clinton, you kept playing the gender card when you were running for president. They can't even drive a car over there. You read the horror stories of Saudi women. Yeah, but they gave your Clinton Foundation a lot of money, didn't they? Yeah. So you shut your mouth, you hypocrite. Of course she's a hypocrite. Hillary Clinton. Why she lost the election. Can't figure it out. Don't know how. It was because of Russians. That's right, I forgot. Not because people are disgusted with the Clintons. They had enough of them for a lifetime. Yep, White House close to finalizing over $100 billion in arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Isn't that nice, huh? War. Hey, you New Yorkers, how you doing on them subways, huh? Yeah. Amtrak's wonderful too, isn't it? Another blowhard mayor is Blasio. What a joke. Cuomo. One loser after another. Little Chucky Schumer. Where are all your senators? Congressmen. While delays and anger sore, city and state leaders keep mostly mum. This is in the toilet paper record, the New York Slimes. The signal malfunction at the height of the morning commute in New York City upends service from Brooklyn to the Bronx. Switch problems leave riders stranded across Brooklyn. Power failure at just one Manhattan station snarls nearly a dozen of the system's 22 lines. As recent woes have piled up, the person most responsible for ensuring that the trains run on time, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of New York, has remained mostly silent as subway service grows worse by the day. And it's not only him. It's B.S. de Blasio. I can't stand these people. Little Andrew Cuomo. An arrogant guy who'd be nowhere if his old man wasn't Mario Cuomo before him. Just like little Chrissy Cuomo, another arrogant guy on CNN. Oh, yeah, there's no connections between the news and politics. Yeah, if you're stupid, you won't see anything. Like the little Stephanopoulos, who was a Clinton mouthpiece under the Clinton administration. Little Chucky Todd worked for a Democratic politician. One after another. Trump bringing in people from Fox. Look at this country. Look how low it's sinking. As I said, they quote comics as though they're statesmen. What statesmen? It's a lost word. Does not exist anymore in this country. There are none. Not a one. Okay, let's go on to some other news here. Economy. Yep, it's going this way and that way. Mostly this way. The Dow, of course, under the pressure from what's going on with the Trump administration, is down over 1% now, down 256. Dow drops 250 points. S&P and NASDAQ fall 1% as Trump worries send shivers down Wall Street. Gold prices are going up. $21 today, $1,257. I want to stay on gold a little bit. Gold is going to be under pressure because the dollar gets stronger, interest rates go up, dollar gets stronger. But gold has held out pretty well, has not broke below that $1,200 an ounce mark. Very significant. Very significant. And as for the dollar, foof. Hey, you know, Salenti, you called some things wrong. You thought, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, everybody calls things wrong sometimes. But they don't talk about when the Goldman Sachs gang said there's going to be parity between the euro and the dollar. Now, just a few months ago, it was $1.05, euro to dollar. Now it's $1.11. So the dollar is weakening across the globe. A lot of it has to do with, although there are expectations in the futures market that of 70, about 73%, that they're going to raise interest rates in June, that's just next month, that number's gone down from about 86%. If they don't raise interest rates, gold will has a very good chance of spiking. If they do raise interest rates, gold's going to keep staying in the range where it is and possibly a bit lower. Because the data around the world isn't that great. We just saw the data from China. It came out. Retail sales and GDP growth. Less than expected. China data sparks concerns of a consumer-led slowdown in the world's second-largest economy. Industrial production expanded at an annual 6.5% rate in April, dropping from 7.6% in March. So, the other ways you look at this, too, is you look at prices of iron ore and copper. And they're going down. Because China, for example, uses about 40% of the world's copper. And if they're not buying it, the prices are going down. So as we go back to interest rates, you know, one of the few countries that we're looking at that's showing more positive growth is India. Not only more positive growth, but, you know, these H-1B visas that they're pulling back on in the United States that allows Silicon Valley to hire foreign workers at much lower prices. So with the pullback there, now it is a regeneration of interest in India. And it's becoming, they're creating their own Silicon Valley. So of all the countries out there, the larger countries, as we're looking at this now, India is really on a growth platform. And very important as well, because it's one of our top trends for 2017. And, you know, I don't talk about investment advice. We don't give it. But we put out the information out there because the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. One of our top trends was going cashless in the cashless society. So going back to India, on election day in the United States, November 8th, that same day, Indian's prime minister, without telling virtually anyone, it was a secret to the entire country, they pulled in 86% of the currency. And they changed the currency, the rupee, and brought in all new ones because they were claiming that there was too much cash passing hands, that was black market. They weren't getting the tax dollars. So when they did this, there was massive confusion in India for months, still going on to some extent. But their GDP keeps growing, as opposed to forecast that it would slow dramatically because of what happened. The more important element of it, as we see it, not more important, but more important as an investment opportunity, is going back to the cashless society. Now, you know, this is a poor country. People aren't wired like they are in other nations, but they're becoming that way. And who's really going cashless is China. The whole millennial generation, which is the largest generations in the world now, in many countries, they're wired, man. They're just digitally set. Poof. No cash coming out of their pockets. It's all digitized. So the companies that are going to excel in this area, winning the market share, are the ones that we would suggest are going to grow their stock values. So that's the kind of thing we write about in the Trends Journal as well. So going back to the economy, Trump is looking for a 3% growth. So too, by the way, is the Atlanta Fed. Right now, the data doesn't support that, but it could well change. Again, though, the negative hits on Trump right now are not very conducive to growth. Because, you know, there's talk about impeachment. I mean, this will destroy. Oh, we'll get Pence. Yeah, let's get rid of Trump so we could have Pence. That's great, man. Wow, what a relief that would be. This clown of a nothing jerk. Yeah, this is one of these guys, by the way, a holier-than-thou Pence. Yeah. Yeah, him and Jesus, man, they were together really tight. Oh, yeah. Anti-abortion. But, boy, we'll drop bombs on anybody that we should slaughter. Yeah, that kind of sick Pence. Yeah. How do they get away with this? Because we have a media that has no cojones at all. Gutless, courageous men and women. You should have heard this Pence shoot his mouth off. What we're going to do to North Korea. What we're going to do to Iran if they get out of place. What we're going to do to Assad. We're going to drop bombs on everybody. But no abortions. Can't kill your baby in the womb. Now you got to wait till they're born so we can blow them to little pieces. Amen, brother. These hypocrites. Save your religious beliefs for yourself unless you live by them. Yeah, we got to get rid of Trump. Then we could have Pence. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. If only a Pence. Yep. Got to get rid of that Trump. So, going back to the markets, remember Dr. Kappa, PhD, shows you where the world is going often, because copper is used in everything, from building your home to building an office building to building computers to building infrastructure, machinery. So when the use of copper goes down, copper prices go down, you got to slow down. And that's what we're looking at to some extent. Not a big one, not a wide one, but a mild one. But the wild card is Trump. Ah, and by the way, I'm tired of people hearing, you know, that there's a conspiracy theory and we can't do anything, and there's aliens that are making that. I don't want to hear it anymore. This nation's become a nation of cowards. Again, not everyone. You have Progressive Radio Network and others that speak the truth, and the truth is not subjective. If I told you I was 6 foot tall, 220 pounds, that would be a lie. Truth is the truth. So when I say that we could turn this around, look what just happened in South Korea. They just elected Mr. Moon. And Mr. Moon wants American troops out of South Korea. Mr. Moon wants peace with North Korea. And he won big. Big, big, big. And you read about him, who he is as a man, what he's done. Seems like a very honorable person. South Korea should learn to say no to the United States, Mr. Moon had written. Yep. Yep. But of course, in the United States, we have Trump warning of a major, major conflict with North Korea. And this Moon, by the way, was a former Special Forces soldier. And again, you know, a man that's fought, he's promised a new approach to North Korea based on engaging with the Kim regime. And he's also promising to reconsider the deployment of the THAAD missile system that the United States put in South Korea, that Trump says that they're going to pay for $1 billion, but we the little stupid people will pay for it, because we've got to keep that military-industrial complex fat and happy. Yep. So, I'm reading this, or saying it to you, because it shows that change can happen if the people are behind it. The other thing, too, by the way, this THAAD missile system, it's furiously opposed by China, because China knows it's very little to do with North Korea. It's part of that pivot to Asia that Obama brought you. Yeah, his pivot to Asia. Yep. Now, it's all the bottom line, too, because this guy Moon's smart. Because you know who South Korea's largest trading partner is? China. And you don't want to break that China, because it's being broken already. Chinese are boycotting South Korean products. I'm mentioning this again because we the people could change it. You know, I was thinking of a name for a political party, a new one, and I call it Progressive Populist. Progressive on environmental, social issues, health. Oh, that's the other one. I love all the liberals. They miss Hillary Clinton so much. Oh, the Clintons. Oh, if only the Clintons came back. Oh, I mentioned the deregulation of the communications industry. Love the killing the Glass-Steagall Act so the banksters could cause the panic of 08 and become much larger than they were before. And I forgot. You love those GMOs, don't you? Keep shoving them down your throat. They came from the Clintons. Oh, yeah. And I forgot. What's that? Oh, you love those ads on TV, you know. You crying too much? Can't get it up? Oh, yeah. Buy it. Take this drug. Oh, yeah, the Clintons gave us that. So I'm saying is that we could have a new way. And there was another election that gives you the perfect example of the opportunity. And that, of course, is the French elections with Macron, or Catson, whatever his name is, that got a little nothing of a nobody boy, 39 years old. Not that 39 years old doesn't qualify you. It's just that it's not a conspiracy theory. He's from the Goldman, not from the Goldman Sachs, the Rothschild Bank. He's a Rothschild bankster. He started a party a year ago. Overtook the two main parties in France and became the youngest president to be ordained. And that boy looked like a coronation, man. He's in this Jeep with all these little clowns in their military drags saluting him. Hey, look at the pictures in the papers. In my own, how can this happen in a real world? He started his own party. Where is it in America? Populist progressives or progressive populists? Think about it. Anti-globalization, anti-multinationalization, anti-monopoly, anti-oligopoly. Bring it back to the people. You know, I'm old enough to remember when we had Ma Bell. Yeah, the telephone service was looked upon as a public service. Whew. You had a little problem with your phone, man. They fix it right away. You know, if you were receiving reception like you got on a cell phone, you wouldn't pay your bill. You'd be furious. And now you get this terrible communication sound. And the whole sound style is bigger than that. It's been lost on so many different levels. Been thinking about it a lot. The music, it's all synthesized. It's not music. You know. I went to see some flamenco dancers this past week up here in Tivoli, New York, a place called Katzbahn. World class. I help one guy walk. He's walking up the stairs, only a couple stairs in. He's on a crutch and he fell. Boom. I looked around. Everybody was my age and older. No young kids. And this is right near Bard College, one of the most expensive colleges in the country. Liberal arts. Where were the art students? Where were the musicians? This is like right next to them. No young people. I keep noticing this more and more. There are no young people. Seeing, it's not nostalgia. Like I'm a jazz fan, but the old jazz, not I don't like the modern jazz. I like harmony and melody. My generation, you know, they weren't into Count Basie or Duke Ellington or Father Hines or Coleman Hawkins or Lester Young. And there's a YouTube of a documentary of Buddy Rich. Buddy Rich was a great drummer. Ba-da-ba-ba-boom. Probably the best drummer that's ever lived. Gene Krupa, he and Gene Krupa, another great drummer, for those of you who don't know, during the jazz, you know, the swing era. They used to have these battles between the two of them, and even Gene Krupa said that Buddy Rich was a much better drummer than he was. Anyway, I'm watching this documentary, and it was probably taken in, I'm going to guess, the late 70s. And Buddy Rich said, you know, the reason we don't have, and he used the word outstanding musicians, is because they have not looked back at the past and listened to the greats. And he starts mentioning like Father Hines, Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Artie Shaw. And the same thing's going on now, I was thinking. The young people are not being exposed to the quality of the past. No, it's not nostalgia. Watching flamenco dancing is not nostalgia. It's watching performers that live to practice and practice to be great. But young people are not being exposed to it. Doing video games and video sports. So it's a whole different world. And for me, again, in the Trends Journal, and if you're interested in it, call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500, or go to trendsresearch.com. I believe the way things are really going to have to change is through art and beauty. Beauty isn't in the eyes of the beholder. It's in the behavior. You go into a large self-storage unit that they call a big box store, you can see the behavior. Go into an environment of elegance and grace, watch the behavior. So I say this because art to me is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. There was a thing called the Renaissance that kind of backs that up a bit. So, when you look at what's going on and not having a connection to the artistic past, if you say you don't like modern art, you're attacked. I don't like modern art. I like some of it. You know, but putting a stick in a toilet bowl and then mounting the toilet bowl on a garbage can, save it, Jack. I've talked about the flamenco dances, the practice, the practice, the practice, the practice. You look at the Turners, the Sargents. Look at the great works of the great jazz, the 1920s at the Cooper Hewitt. You look at the quality of what it took to do that. So it takes a renaissance, to me, to have real positive change. So will it happen? It can. But it's up to you. It's up to me. If the South Koreans could do it, we can do it. If the French could do it, we can do it. We need a new way. Progressive populists and peace. Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.us. Because when all else fails, they take you to war. Let's go back to when George the Dunce Bush was elected. His popularity rating was tanking. And all of a sudden, 9/11, whew, all changed. People forgot about the dot-com crash that happened months before, March 2000. So we don't want to go to war. We want peace. So this is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. Remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. Thank you for tuning in. Sitter on your bisha olo ideva, idevene sempre pakalare dal manedene. Se ci vecchia bande se è pakalare vecchia me. Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, la 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 la.